Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
You are on Fred Film Radio, Benedicto Pro, today from the Venice Film Market with Victoria Liu, who came to present a brand new project, Asian Film and Television Space at the Venice Film Market. Let's just point out that Pascal Yeo is particularly keen on this new partnership with Asia because Asian markets are huge, important, and rich in talents and stars. So, Victoria Liu, before we start talking about the project, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Okay. I'm actually a curator in the fine art world, and I was in Venice 2011. I curated the exhibition as a collateral event for the Art Biennale. So I'm the first woman art curator and the first woman art critic in Chinese-speaking language. So I don't know if you can tell that I'm actually a grandmother of four grandchildren.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
So I'm from long ago. And so this is something that I have always dreamed to do, is to bring to build a bridge, to bring the Asian, the East, and the European, America, the West, that we can actually know each other better, and we can collaborate in the future. So the concept of East and West being always separate, but with internet and cloud computing, all this new technology, I think just a matter of a click that we are together. So with this new era, and I think our existence will be important to bring some kind of different energy for film festival.
So since this is an exchange, a bridge that the project represents, can you tell us a little bit more about concretely how the Asian film and television space at the Venice Film Market will operate, and what are the main objectives and the big bullet points you already have settled?
Okay, first of all, we like to carry so-called Young Director Forum in Venice, that so the Asian young directors can meet every year in Venice to exchange their ideas, and their creation can be discussed seriously. And so we hope we can work with somehow some kind of media, some kind of press media, that we can not only to broadcast through internet. We hope we can produce sort of some publication, because in Asia we are not the same. You know, Korean directors and Japanese and Chinese and Indian, we're all different. Mm-hmm. So how the different Asian cultural and the directors, they can discuss their knowledge and their concept at Venice every year. That's one project we wanted to do.
Right.
And secondly, we really like to do somehow a program for new face from Asia. So you know that most people who came to film festival, those are the faces you mostly familiar. Mm-hmm. But there are many good actors, actresses that, you know, emerging every day in Asia. So we like to do a program to bring those energy, new rising stars to Venice. So that way we can have a sort of fun party, you know, to invite everyone to meet those new talents.
Absolutely, and I think the public heard that you mentioned that this is not only about China, but also India and Japan. The press conference today was also attended by the representative of the Kyoto Film Festival. This is an exchange, so maybe what will happen in Venice will have consequences in some Asian festivals.
So what we are trying to do in the future is we are not only creating a space at the film market of Venice International Film Festival. We also like to create this similar space in other film festivals in the world. And especially we will cooperate with Asian film festivals. For example, we have this firm relationship with Kyoto and Okinawa Film Festival. And I was born in Taipei, and I can see that we can have a relationship with Taipei. And my parents were original from Shanghai, and I worked there for 6 years. So we can also create a bridge with Shanghai Film Festival. So, and I also have a partner in India, and we like to go everywhere, places that has they open door for Asia, and we all will be interested to participate.
Well, that sounds very exciting indeed. Thank you, Victoria Liu, Creative Director of Asian Film and Television Space at the Venice Film Market. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.